بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We were discussing the qualities of a Muslim businessman, a Muslim professional. What qualities should a Muslim possess as a businessman? As a breadwinner, there should be qualities in his life that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provider of all sustenance. And those qualities that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him in his livelihood, in his life, in his family, in his existence. And there are such qualities, ulama explain, that even if a person hadn't been a Muslim, but these are such qualities which he had to have within himself, to be classified as a human being. One is to be a Muslim, and one is to be a human. So person being a human, living in this world, there are certain things that he has to possess with him, and he has to endeavor to make an effort, he has to endeavor to have these qualities within him. Among these qualities, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned trustworthiness. That a person is reliable, and he has trustworthiness within himself, he's honest. One is in his business, in his profession, in his family life, and even in his a'mal and his iman. He's honest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's honest to his fellow men, to his family. So his sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to us two narrations. There's two hadith. One of which I have seen happening, and I'm awaiting the other. He narrates that honesty was preserved in the recesses, in the deep parts of the hearts of men. And then they learnt it from the Qur'an Sharif and then from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. He also told us, that is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, about the disappearance of honesty, saying, a man will go to sleep whereupon honesty will be taken away from his heart, and only the traces of honesty will remain, resembling the traces of fire. He then will sleep whereupon the remainder of honesty will also be taken away from his heart, and its trace will resemble a blister that is raised over the surface of the skin when a hot coal and ember touches one's foot. And in fact, this blister does not contain anything, it's empty. So there will come a day when people will deal in business with each other, but there will be hardly a trustworthy person amongst them. And then it will be said that in such and such a tribe, place, there is so and so person who is honest, and a man will be admired for his intelligence, good manners and strength, though indeed he will not have iman equal to a mustard seed in his heart. The narrator added, there came upon me a time when I did not mind dealing with any one of you. For if he was a Muslim, his deen, his religion would prevent him from cheating. And if he was a Christian, his Muslim ruler would prevent him from cheating. But today I cannot deal except with so and so and so and so. Riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. We can understand this by the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to us two narrations. One he had seen when there was a time in the Ummah, he could deal with anyone. There was no question. Whether you hire a Muslim or a non-Muslim, he will not cheat, he will be honest. When he quotes you, he will keep to the quote. When he says he will come on a certain time, he will be there. When he does the job, it will be to the best of his ability. There was no doubt that time, there was no rechecking. Or see whether the job was done professionally, properly, I paid for the job, whatever it may be. There was full trust at that time. But then he says, the time I saw it, and I'm awaiting the time that will come thereafter, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that a person will go to bed, he will go to sleep, and honesty will be taken away from the hearts of the people, and only the traces will remain. Honesty in reality is nur in the heart of a believer. Is nur in the heart of a believer. When a person has honesty and he gives his word, and you can see the taqwa within that person, the nur of iman is there, you feel some amount of contentment. Inshallah, he's speaking the truth. But today we know we've come to a time, unfortunately, where we shouldn't say these things, but it is being said. Where people will say, if he's got dari, topi and kurta, be careful. If he's got a beard, he's got kurta and topi, be careful. Only his speech is sweet. But there's no honesty within him. He has a forked tongue. He'll tell you something, but he'll do something else. Unfortunately, we come to that time. Where we hear our Muslim brothers saying also, that I don't deal with Muslims. But I deal with some white person, or some non-Muslim person. Why? The intention is there also. Oh, he got some niyat. One is that person now will do the job. But if I have to fight with him also, I feel more comfortable now fighting with a non-Muslim than a Muslim because I have to stand next to him in the masjid. So all these thoughts come to mind nowadays just because of honesty. And nobody is making tawbah also. Here we hear the hadith, you might think, okay, it's going to happen. There is going to be dishonesty in the ummah. So inshallah, we'll carry on like that. Doesn't mean that. It's highlighting to us that this time will come, so be careful. Don't become one of them. And now that if I heard this hadith and it's hitting the heart, or if I know somebody, I can narrate it to him, it means now make tawbah to Allah. They turn back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If it did happen in business dealings, in family dealings, in wirathat, when it comes to distribution of inheritance, and I did not do it the right way, now make tawbah and undo it. And do it correctly. Shouldn't be. Right now the ummah is asking, is this a sign of qiyamah? Is this war a sign of qiyamah? Is that a sign of qiyamah? Like it's so sensational right now. We're waiting for qiyamah to come. Is Dajjal near? Is he going to come? Is it a sign of qiyamah? So on a lighter note, we tell the brothers, if you want to see a sign of qiyamah, they look in the mirror. And then see now already, how far am I from deen or how close to deen? If I'm far from deen and all these ahadith and warnings befit me, understand I am a sign of qiyamah already. If not a major one, then a minor one. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam already prophesied that this time will come. So if I fall into this, now make tawbah and turn back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and then do what I have done already. So the honesty will disappear, resembling the traces of fire. That when fire ravages a place, how that place is left behind. So when honesty will leave the heart of a person, that nur of iman or the nur of honesty leaves a person's heart, only the traces will remain. In the same way like how the traces of fire, the heart will remain just like that. Ravaged. So many deals, so many family members, so many friends I was dishonest with. The heart is in turmoil. It's burned completely inside. There's only ashes left. There's hardly nur of iman left. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned thereafter that a person will go to sleep once again, and the remainder of the honesty will also be taken away from his heart. And his trace will resemble a blister that is raised over the surface of the skin. When a hot coal touches one's foot, sometimes we touch something that is hot, like the flame of a candle or the hot stove, and how the blister comes on the finger. It's just empty inside, it's just now swollen. The blister is found just on the skin of a person's hand, or here the hadith says the foot. And in fact, this blister does not contain anything. It just looks good outwardly, but inside there's nothing. Urdu they say, oh, kokla hai. It's empty inside. Only from the outside it looks good. It has a signage, everything, professional and everything else. And it will give you such a beautiful bayan before that. That I've done so many jobs and I've done this and I've done that. But in reality, it's just empty inside. And then you say, give me the deposit. I need 25%, 50% of the deposit. And you feel contented that I can trust this person. And we give him and we know what happens after that. We never see him again. And in fact, this blister does not contain anything. So there will come a day when people will deal in business with each other. But there will hardly be any honesty or trustworthiness person amongst them. So we find in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain that a person's iman will become so weak, the little nur was there, and what contributed to that was trustworthiness, that will leave the heart of a person, and his life now will just come out to cover up all those deeds that he did. Leave just being an honest businessman or trader or professional or a person of skill to do some work, all his work will be done, half done and left, half done and left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us real honesty. And ulama explain that the honest truth behind this is that if a person is true to his Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's here for his salah, and we hear this over and over again, we go in the path of Allah, if your salah comes right, your life will come right. If your salah comes right, your life will come right. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that there's also stealing and dishonesty in salah also. Person does not perform his salah correctly, his takbirah tahreema, how he raises his hands, how he stands. For many years we're reading salah, but then to tying of the hands is simple thing, is not correct. How we tie our hands according to the sunnah tariqah, our feet facing the qibla, how we make our ruku, we take our time in salah and our sajda, etc. These amal have a great, great impact on my life out of salah. If in that 5 minutes I can stand before Allah and be true to my word, Ya Allah, I've come for real salah, this will spill over into my domestic life, my private life, my public life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma, alhamdulillah, inshallah.